It's time for Ag and Conservation on the Air. I'm here today with Tammy Lindsay. I'm Scott Schultz. Tammy's the district conservationist with the USDA's National Resources Conservation Service out of the Chippewa Falls and Altoona office. Morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How about you?
Oh, great.
Go ahead.
Hey, a lot going on around here, and, you know, we were talking off the air a little bit that this EQIP program has been around for a while, mm-hmm. and it's time for sign up for it. Tell us about EQIP and what's going on with the sign up period.
Right. So, in through November 16th, we are taking applications for the EQIP program. It's called it's the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, and basically, what this program is that we go out to farms and take a look at if there's some resource concerns that we can solve. Mm-hmm. We look at management practices too. So cropland, farmstead, woodland, pasture, those are all land uses that we would go out and evaluate right. and see if there's some improvements that we could make.
Right.
So if landowners, farmers can come into our offices between now and November 16th, we definitely would like interested people to sign an application and so that we can start working with them.
EQIP covers a lot of stuff from ground to honeybees even.
Right. So we have some initiatives that we focus on for these conservation efforts, and honeybee is one of them. Basically, what we're looking at is to get food and forage for the bees, having some flowering species out there early spring, mm-hmm. Middle of the summer, and late summer. So if folks are interested in those types of plantings, wanting to convert some cropland that maybe doesn't have those diverse plants in it, obviously, to right. that type of vegetation, that is an initiative that we're focusing on nationally.
That vegetation could look kind of nice out there too, couldn't it?
Right. So it's always flowering plants, so it is going to look really nice. It's a diverse mix, and yeah, it would be very, look very nice as far as the flowering forbs that are there. So besides that initiative, we also have like the energy initiative, where energy audits can be done on farmsteads to try to make improvements mm-hmm. to save energy. Also seasonal high tunnel hoop houses, that's to try to extend the growing season for our gardeners and folks that grow vegetables. So a lot out there to offer landowners and that are interested in making improvements.
Right. Now we talk about the sweetness of the honey. There's also, we'll drop down to the soil a little bit farther. You were mentioning there's something coming up. There's an initiative with nutrient management too, with waste handling.
Right. So this year they did do kind of some trial runs over in the Green Bay area with some of our dairy producers. And for nutrient management this year, there are some scenarios where we can pay for low disturbance manure applications. And what we're looking for is that there's going to be, a coulter or an injector that is very low disturbance so that we're still getting that manure out there, but yet we're keeping the ground covered with some of that residue and giving people an incentive payment for trying that new practice that's out there now, some new technology.
Right. You get the best of both worlds. You get the injection and the residue stays there.
Right. Correct.
Right. When is the sign-up period?
So again, please stop by our USDA NRCS offices by November 16th and make sure that we get an application in by that date, and then we can start working with you to visit your farm.
Yeah, and the farm visits, are they pretty involved, or how does that go?
So we just like to make sure we can meet with the producer, learn about what they're wanting to accomplish on their land, and usually within an hour, depending on how many acres, we can review and look at their land and go over some of the details. So, it's kind of a back and forth communication thing that we want to make sure we're evaluating the land and looking for our resource concerns that we could address, but also meeting the landowner's goals and objectives.
Great. And again, the final date for it is?
November 16th.
Okay, and just give you a yell at the NRC office in either Chippewa Falls or Altoona.
And correct, and we have offices throughout the whole state, so, you know, right. In our listening area, you know, feel free to visit any of those service centers at USDA NRCS.
Okay, that's outstanding. Thank you so much for stopping by, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.